Polyester presents The Screen Guild Players. The Lady Esther Screen Guild play tonight, China Seas. The starring players...
This is Clark Gable.
This is Lucille Ball.
Douglas Dumbrill.
And this is Anna Lee.
Tonight, Lady Esther presents the Screen Guild players in Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous motion picture, China Seas, a stirring romantic tale of adventure in the Far East during the year 1930. It stars Clark Gable as Captain Alan Gaskell, Lucille Ball as China Doll, Anna Lee as Sybil Barclay, Douglas Dumbrill as Jamesy, and Herbert Rawlinson as Sir Guy. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players in China Seas.
Let's face it, the SS Kin Lung was nobody's dreamboat on the freight run from Hong Kong to Singapore, barnacled, rusty, and down at the heels like everything else in the China Sea. Still, I guess I was sort of proud of her. You see, I was captain of the tired old tub. That particular morning I went on board, I was towing a bit of a cargo myself, a hangover after a 3-day binge. And I wasn't feeling exactly friendly, so I went to my cabin, slammed the door, and...
Hello, Lammy.
Hmm?
Don't stare. It's me, China Doll.
What the devil are you doing aboard? Didn't we say goodbye last night?
Yeah, but you were drunk. I thought maybe you'd kind of like to say it sober, huh?
Come on, get going. We're pulling out in a few minutes.
What's the rush? What is it? Got someone else on board? Alan, I told you if you ever...
Now, just a minute, Dolly. You know, as far as I'm concerned, you're number one girl in the archipelago. But I don't remember making any vows to you or asking for any either.
Hmm. Well... I'm sorry. You're round.
Well, that's more like it. Now, come on, Nuisance. Overside with you.
Oh, but, Alan, what'll I do with my ticket?
Ticket?
It's all paid for and everything.
I knew you had something up your sleeve. Come on, I'll get your money back.
But I've got a job in Singapore.
No.
It's a contract at the vaudeville.
No.
Honest, I won't come near you, Alan. They won't even guess that we know each other.
No.
Honest, honey. Oh. Okay, big boy. You win. Just a pipe dream, I guess. That's all. Only last night you were so nice to me, I thought that maybe you kind of...
All right.
You mean I can?
Well, you've got a ticket and a job. Maybe I've got no right...
Oh, Lammy.
Cut it out. Will you stop wrestling me around?
Alan, I'm so happy I... Wait, I know what I need.
Hey, that's my locker. What's the idea?
Well, relax. I'm just getting one of my cigarettes.
Yours? Well, who put them there?
Well, you see, I was waiting to say goodbye, and I sort of had them in my hand, and I...
A dozen tins, enough to last a month.
Well, after all, I might need them, Lammy. Especially if I sort of happen to make the round trip.
I guess I might have been sore, Dolly, but right then I had my hands pretty full getting the King Lung ready for sea. We were loaded down to the deck rails that trip. A lot of passengers, too. Important passengers. Mr. Willard of the Royal Canadian Bank.
We've got the gold on board, Captain Gaskell. We've stored it just the way we planned.
Sir Guy, the managing director of the line.
Get her out of the harbor, then come down to my cabin. The way you look, Alan, you need a drink.
And Jamesy McArdle, who shipped a lot of stuff with us.
The only boat the pirates never dared to raid. Gaskell, I wouldn't sail with any captain but you.
Yes, sir, I had plenty on my mind that trip. And then all of a sudden, I had some more.
Captain Gaskell, sir?
Yes?
Port captain told me to report to you, sir. Replacement for your third officer.
You're Davids, aren't you? Tom Davids?
Yes, sir.
I need a man, and they send me a punching bag.
This is my first chance in over a year, sir. I know these waters better than most. My record was as good as any for 10 years. It's only that one thing.
Got a uniform?
Well, nothing clean, sir.
Get one of mine.
Captain, am I dying?
Forget it. Report to Mr. Dawson.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Must be getting soft and crazy. Anytime I take on a guy like that.
Alan! Alan Gaskell! It is Alan, isn't it?
Sybil Barclay.
And this is your ship?
Well, yes. I'm captain of this tub. But you,
What are you doing out here?
Just traveling. I've been just traveling for some time.
I heard about Bart. I always meant to write.
I understand. We used to talk about you, wonder what you were doing. And now you can tell me all about it yourself. Oh, not just this moment. I know you're busy now, but later. I'll expect to see a good deal of you, Alan. A very great deal, even if you are the captain.
Sybil Barclay, one of all the people in...
Alan, it's past sailing time. Can't you get this confounded boat out of the harbor? Well, what's the matter? You look as though you'd seen a ghost.
I have.
Greetings, Toots. Here's a girlfriend.
Valley, you can slam that door again on the way out.
You're busy, huh?
Very busy.
Or too busy for me?
You're catching on.
But not for that snooty English dame.
I thought we'd be getting around to her.
Well, who does she think she is, anyway? She looks like she's smelling a dead fish or something.
In this environment, it's highly possible.
And the way you've been fussing over her, giving her the royal suite, how does she rate that?
We used to be good friends. Her husband, too.
Oh, well, her husband don't seem to cramp her style none.
He's dead.
Oh. Oh, I guess she looks pretty good to you, huh? Sort of different from... Well, from the rest of us, maybe, huh?
Maybe. Dolly, did you ever see an English river?
No, I guess I don't get around very much.
Well, it's cool and clear and clean. Put a stream like that alongside any river out here, dirty, yellow, muddy, you'll see the difference.
You mean that... Say, are you trying to call
me a
dirty,
yellow...
Dolly,
put that down. Hey, a heavy ashtray like that, anyone would think you were mad.
No, I ain't mad. Not yet. But you keep cracking wise like that, and I'd have to forget that I'm a lady.
No question about it. Dolly had her claws out, all right. And she was keeping them sharpened with straight scotch. But I managed to keep her away from Sybil till the second night out. We were sitting in the passenger's lounge, and Sir Guy was on his favorite yarn.
Yes, madam, right in these very waters. The pirates killed every white man aboard except the captain. And then scuttled the ship.
Pirates? In this day and age? Oh, it's incredible.
It's a fact. All kinds of pirates around. Say, James, the old Trambo, another snort?
Sure, Dolly. Why not?
Alan, is it really true what the guy says?
Well, Sybil, we keep an armed guard at all times.
Oh, these pirates are blasted clever, you know. You'd never guess how they identify each other.
How?
By matching halves of a 100-pound note.
Oh, I don't believe it. You're ribbing
me. Not at all, my dear. Ask anyone.
All right, I will. Oh, officer.
Yes, madam?
Will you tell me about the ship that was scuttled and the one man who escaped?
Well, I'm afraid you'll have to excuse me. I'm sorry, madam.
But that's strange. Did I offend him? He seemed so...
Sybil, that was Tom Davids, captain of the ship we were talking about.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to hurt him.
Oh, think nothing of it, Mrs. Barclay. Anything goes out here. Am I right, Alan?
Quite right. Sybil, if you find us a little rough...
Oh, no, I think it's all very romantic. So very alive. So very primitive, you know.
Primitive? Say, Alan, tell her about that Poo-Tang joint. The battle of the century. James, you were there.
Sure. Gaskell must have been out for an hour.
That's libel. I came to in 40 minutes.
What a night. Oh, it was all very romantic. So very alive. So very primitive, you know. Not like a weekend at Lady Spankin'-Bottom's, you know.
Cut it, Dolly.
It's all right, Alan. Miss Portland, you must be very fond of him.
Yeah, how do you know?
To humiliate yourself like this. Now, if you'll all excuse me, I'll see you later, Alan.
Sure, he knows where the royal suite is. The first trip down, I had it myself.
Dolly, you keep showing your teeth, and maybe I'll forget that you're a lady.
Oh, shut up.
Sorry, folks. Good night.
Oh, Alan, wait. I'm coming along.
Sure, let them go. Let them all go. Go on, Jamesy, join the parade.
No, not me. I've always liked you, Dolly. I wouldn't quit like some guys we know.
Say, we ought to have a drink on that, huh?
Sure. I got some good stuff in my cabin.
Come on, let's go.
You're sure now you haven't had enough?
Say, I can drink you right under the table for 20 pounds cash. You want to call a bet, huh?
Okay, a bet.
No, not me, Dolly. No more for me. I got enough.
Then I beat you, Jamesy. Come on, pay off. Come on.
All right. Now just give me a chance to get my wallet out.
20 pounds cash. Count it
out. Got it right here. 5 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
10.
Yeah.
50.
Jamesy, no, you can't pass
right,
out now.
I'm not passing.
Come on, wake up, Jamesy.
I'm all right.
Okay, then I'm going to take it myself. Don't worry, I won't take too much. Just this other five that I... Gee, half a 100-pound note. That's what they use for...
What's the matter, Dolly? Oh. You think I was going to... That my wallet you've got?
I was just taking what I won from you, Jamesy. Honest, that's
all you took.
Mm-hmm.
That isn't all you saw.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jamesy.
A certain half of a 100-pound note.
Oh, Jamesy, let's quit joking. I don't want to hear another
word.
You've
got to now. There's a 500,000 pounds in gold in this boat. I've had my share of these shipments before. I'll cut you in on this one, Dolly.
Not me. I'm smart enough to stay out of anything like this.
Okay, but if you're out, you're in.
Oh.
It's awful dark out there right now. Oh. Be pretty easy to drop you over the rail.
Well, in a case like that, you know, I think you got yourself a partner, Jamesy.
It's lovely up here on deck, Alan. It's so warm and the moon is so large.
Well, everything's a little overdone out here. It's a little tiresome after a while. Now, I've been thinking of heading for England this spring.
Oh, Alan, I'm glad. Are you going alone?
Alone?
I thought perhaps that girl...
I'd be a fool to deny her, Sybil. It's all pretty obvious, I suppose.
Rather. But then I didn't expect you to be a hermit out here, not in the China Seas.
Thanks. Sybil... When I knew you 5 years ago, you must have known how I felt. You must have guessed why I resigned and disappeared.
Yes. I might have broken Bart's heart if you hadn't gone.
And now that we've met again, that if I thought there was the slightest chance...
Alan, let me undo a lie I told. I'm not just traveling. That's not true. I've been following a memory in my heart. I traced you out here. I found your ship... Because I love you, Alan. Because I've always loved you.
Sybil.
Oh, Alan. Alan, I'm so glad.
We're going home, darling. We're going home. You in here again?
I've been waiting for you.
Don't you ever give up. Beat it before
I... Don't turn on the light. I've got something to tell you.
It's funny, but I'm afraid of the dark. Oh, pardon me. Were you going?
Alan, you've got to listen to me. I took a big chance coming in here. I might have got heaved overboard.
Well, don't increase the risk by staying. Your little pal, Jamesy, will be missing you.
You fool. I only came here to tell you that...
I'm quite aware of that, but you picked the wrong cabin.
Go on.
Jamesy McArdle is on the next deck.
Go on. Keep it up. You're talking yourself right out of something.
I hope so. Good night.
You... Just wait. I'll fix you. I'll take you down a peg or two.
Good night.
You'll be lower than a coolie. Lower than David. You'll be crawling on your hands and knees. You just wait.
The curtain falls on Act One. And now the spotlight is on you. Are you sensitive about your skin? Sensitive about exposing your face to bright lights? If so, listen to this important message from Lady Esther.
I'd like to prove to you that Lady Esther face cream is the most beautifying cream you've ever used. I'd like to prove that this one cream is all you need for the complete daily care of your skin. You don't need one preparation to open the pores, another to close the pores, and still another to firm and freshen the texture of your skin. All you need is one scientific cream that works with nature and really helps nature, that thoroughly cleans out the tiny pore openings, that removes the hidden dirt and impurities which cause enlarged pores. And that's exactly what Lady Esther Four-Purpose Face Cream does. It cleans the skin so thoroughly that nature, in grateful response, shows immediate, exciting improvement in the appearance of your skin. And as I said before, I'd like to prove it. So I ask you to make the Lady Esther patch test. Just rub a little Lady Esther four-purpose face cream on one part of your face, like your forehead or one cheek. Rub it on, wipe it off, and then see and feel the difference. See how much fresher and clearer that part of your skin looks than all the skin around it. Feel how the dry, rough flakes are gone, how baby smooth and silky that patch of skin has become to your touch. And remember, what happens to that one cheek will happen to your entire face when you use Lady Esther Face Cream. For one, it thoroughly cleans your skin. Two, it softens your skin. Three, it helps nature refine the pores. And four, it leaves a perfect base for powder. When you make the patch test, you'll see the translucent clarity of your skin, the new petal-smooth loveliness. You'll see the sparkling difference with your own eyes in just 30 seconds, half a minute, with the Lady Esther patch test.
And now, Lady Esther presents the second act of China Sea, starring Clark Gable, Lucille Ball, Douglas Dumbrill, and Anna Lee. Captain Gaskell continues our story.
Sure, I was a pretty big guy, all right, kicking Dolly around like that. But I didn't feel so good the following morning. I got the other end of the stick myself. I was on the bridge when it started. First, a few shots. Then from somewhere, old David's yelling.
Pirates! The
contained and they were swarming all over the ship. Didn't take them long. They caught us completely by surprise. Almost before I knew what had happened, they had us locked up in the wheelhouse. Myself and Sir Guy.
Alan, it's incredible. Absolutely incredible.
I believe that's been said before, Sir Guy.
All these men were hidden in the holds. They had it all worked out. First the wireless, then the crew, and then stopping the boat so that fishing junk could pull alongside with the rest of their gang.
You know, there's something funny about it.
If you have an exceptional sense of humor.
No, I mean, didn't you notice every one of their guns came out of our gunroom?
Ours?
That's right. And that gunroom has a solid steel door. They couldn't break that down, and besides...
Besides what? What is it, Alan?
Look out there. That lifeboat.
Why, there's blood dripping from it. Someone's hiding up there.
Must be one of our men.
Careful, Alan. We've got company.
Arunga, don't I want to hang ya?
Now, sorry, old boy. No savvy melee. Don't any of you fellows speak English? You hear that, Sir Guy? They don't know what I'm saying. You know, I could talk to that chap out there.
Don't take any chances.
I'll look right at the chief. He'll think I'm talking to him. Out there in that lifeboat, whoever you are, this is Captain Gaskell talking. There's a pouch of Mills bombs in the seat locker of that boat. If you're not too badly hurt, watch your chance and let them have it. I'll hold these beggars as long as I can.
No, sorry.
Oh, well, don't worry, old chap. You'll find out soon enough. Meanwhile, I'm entirely at your disposal.
You understand, Gaskell, I didn't want to get into this. They hauled me down when they found out I could talk Malay.
Yeah, that's all right, Jamesy. No hard feelings.
They say they won't harm anyone on board. All they want is the gold.
Gold? What gold?
They opened the purser's bank. It wasn't there. Gaskell, I wouldn't cross those Malays. They can be pretty mean.
Listen, Jamesy, make it clear to them. If there was any gold, they could have it and welcome.
Now look, Gaskell, I'm talking to you like your own brother. They mean business. They're going to use the boot, the Chinese boot. It's cruel torture.
The size is 9C.
Phone to them. Do it, man. You'll never be able to use that foot again.
Look, Jamesy, you've got as glib a tongue as any man. Use it. Tell them something.
I've talked my head off. It's no use.
Well, put your fingers in your ear.
Karanga!
They're touching the screws. Come on, tell them, Gaskell. Where's that gold?
There isn't any gold.
Gaskell, don't be a fool. They break every bone in your foot. Tell them where the gold is, man.
No, there isn't any. I tell you there.
Ah, you blasted idiots. He's fainted. Now we'll have to bring him round again.
don't know how many times I passed out, but the last time I came to, Jamesy was bending over.
Easy now. Take it easy, my boy. They're going away.
The boot is off?
Little Jamesy talked them out of it. Save your poor foot. I told them there couldn't be any gold. No one could take that foot you did and live.
They've gone, huh?
Just getting aboard the boat.
But what about the... Hey, Jamesy, look. Out there on deck. He's got the bombs. It's David's. Well, David's all right, and badly wounded from the looks of it, pulling himself along the rail with a pouch of Mills' bombs slung over his back. And then, something I'll remember as long as I live. He must have figured he was done. He pulled the pin on one of the bombs, let go of the rail, and fell to the deck of the Malay's boat, pouch and all. I counted two. Then the whole world seemed to come apart. After that, everything was quiet again.
I'm telling you, Dolly, Gaskell can't pin anything on us. Now, will you quit worrying?
Well, I ain't exactly worrying. I'm just thinking about what they did to his foot.
Well, it could have been a lot worse if I hadn't stopped them. Say, maybe we better burn that half of the 100-pound note. Where is it?
I hid it.
Where?
In a cigarette tin in Gaskell's cabin.
In Gaskell's cabin? Are you out of your mind? Are you? Come in.
Captain's compliments, sir, and will you come to his quarters?
Captain Gaskell wants him?
And if you don't mind, Miss Portland, he wants you too.
Oh.
Let's get down to business. Cigarette, Dolly?
No, thanks.
Go ahead. They're yours. You left them here.
Well, I don't think I want any right now.
Relax, baby. There's nothing to worry about. The half of that 100-pound note isn't in that tin.
Huh?
I have it here with a matching half.
Look here, Gaskell. What are you trying to...
Take it easy, Jamesy. Your turn is next.
Alan, I don't understand all
this. It's very simple, sir, guy. Half of this note was found on a dead pirate. The other half was hidden in her cigarette tin.
They most certainly match. These Chinese characters seem so familiar.
Jamesy McArdle, shipping simp.
Say, now, that's queer. If I didn't know better, I'd swear I wrote those characters myself.
I'll swear you wrote them before any court.
Now, just a minute, Captain Gaskell. It's one thing to insinuate and quite another thing
to... Save your breath, Jamesy. We caught two of your men. They talked. Now then, how did you get the ship's guns? You couldn't have done a thing without them.
Now, you've been giving all the answers. Don't stop now.
All right, I won't. Dolly? You were the only one beside myself who knew where the key to the gunroom was. You took it out of my cabin, didn't you? You waited your chance and lifted it and gave it to Jamesy, didn't you? What a vicious little snake you are.
What's that to you?
Getting into my cabin because I trusted you.
Trust? When did you ever show any trust?
Sneaking in to do a double cross.
I did not.
Turning on your own people.
I didn't. I tell you, I didn't.
You did. You sold out every decent person on this ship.
All right, I did. I took that key and I gave it to Jamesy. But why don't you ask me the reason why? I came to your cabin. I tried to warn you. You kicked me out.
Last night? Is that why you came in?
Yeah, last night. I'd have stuck with you, Alan. I'd have fought the whole darn world with you, but you wised me up to myself, all right. You taught me something last night. When a woman can love a man with every bit of her down to her fingernails, she can hate him in the same way. Now call your cops. Call every cop in the world. If you can dish it out, I can take it.
You fool. You hot-headed, crazy, wonderful fool. That's the way it is, Sybil, and I thought you ought to know before you went ashore.
How long do you think you'll be held here, Alan?
Well, that's hard to say. A few months, maybe. It'll be the trial, of course, and then I really should help you get the ship in shape. That's the least I can do. You understand?
Perfectly. I'll take the next P&O boat home. Alan, I came 15,000 miles to find you, and now you're farther away than ever.
Why... I think that's what I've been trying to tell you. Goodbye, Sybil.
Goodbye, Alan.
Well, Alan, the bank messages have come aboard for the gold.
I'm glad to get rid of it, sir, Guy. They'll find it in the chief engineer's toolbox.
Toolbox? Oh, I say, that's awfully good. I should never have thought of looking for it there.
That's what I figured.
Hmm?
Excuse me. Dolly.
Okay, I'm ready. You put the handcuffs on here or wait till we get ashore?
There won't be any handcuffs. James, he wants to take the whole rap. Says he forced you into it.
I don't want any favors. I'll take what's coming to me.
You'll do what I say.
Oh, yeah? Why should I?
Because I don't want my wife in jail.
Well, if you think that you... Wife? Did you say wife?
Suppose I did.
But what about her, Mrs. You Know?
Yes, she's gone. She's taking the next boat home.
Oh, but Alan, you love her.
Well, sure I love her. But not the way I love you, Dolly. I thought of James. He's making a pass at you.
Oh, no, Alan, you can't. It wouldn't be fair. A no good dame like me.
I'll decide about that.
You mean you really would? You'd really marry me?
Well, not if you're going to make it such a blasted favor.
Oh, gee, Alan. You great, big, gorgeous sap.
Thank you. Thank you, Clark Gable, Anna Lee, Lucille Ball, and Douglas Dumbrill, for your delightful performances. The Lady Esther Screen Guild players are grateful indeed that you could be our guests.
Thank you, Mr. Bradley. We are all aware what fine work is being done by the Motion Picture Relief Fund and Clinic. We know that the benefits from this program support that work, and that makes our annual appearance with the Lady Esther Screen Guild players a real pleasure. We'll be back soon, and now, before we tell you about next week's program, here's a word from one of America's best-known beauty authorities, Lady Esther.
Thank you, Miss Ball. Ladies, do you know why I keep urging you to make the Lady Esther patch test? Because seeing is believing. And I want you to see with your own eyes exactly what happens when you apply Lady Esther four-purpose face cream to one cheek or some one part of your face. I want you to see the radiant new look of freshness and beauty that patch of skin takes on compared to the skin around it. And I want you to feel the difference. Feel how the dry, rough flakes have disappeared. So if you haven't made the patch test, please try it. Just rub some Lady Esther face cream on one cheek or some other section of your face. Just rub it on, wipe it off, and that's all there is to the patch test. But what you see in your mirror will astonish you. For that patch of skin will glow with new freshness and clarity, will look brighter and smoother than any of the skin around it. And when you touch it with your fingers, you'll discover that it's taken on a silky, petal-smooth softness, that the roughness and dryness are gone. And remember, you can prove all this so easily in just 30 seconds with the patch test.
Next week, the Lady Esther Screen Guild players will present San Diego, I Love You. It will star Edward Everett Horton, Louise Allbritton, and John Hall. Be sure to listen. Clark Gable appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of 30 Seconds Over Tokyo. Lucille Ball will soon be seen in the Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture Without Love. Anna Lee can currently be seen in the United Artists release Summer Storm. Douglas Dumbrill will soon be seen in the Paramount picture, Road to Utopia. Music on tonight's program was arranged and conducted by Wilbur Hatch. You save enough on the largest size jar of Lady Esther face cream to buy a box of Lady Esther face powder. So remember, ask for the largest size. This is Truman Bradley speaking for Lady Esther, saying thank you and good night. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.